I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. This week we are starting to preview a little bit of Dead Center Film Festival, which is a film festival that happens. It's happened for the past 14 years here in Oklahoma City, in downtown Oklahoma City. And here with us today is Kim Haywood, the Director of Programming and Education for Dead Center Film Festival.
Hello. Hi,
Kim.
Hi.
Let's kind of give people that might not know what Dead Center is a little background on Dead Center's history and kind of what Dead Center is all about.
Of course. Well, this year we are celebrating, like you said, our 14th anniversary here in Oklahoma City. It began in 2001 as a festival started by filmmakers who were aware of the fact that there are other filmmakers around Oklahoma who are making films, but they were not connected and they weren't uniting and they weren't networking with one another. So they created this one night event down at the fairgrounds in 2001. And in the past 14 years, we've grown to over 20,000 attendees over 5 days. We have around 100 independent films, and they're films from all over the world. Because we're in Oklahoma, obviously we love our Oklahoma films. We love showcasing those, but we also have films from Belgium, New Zealand, Israel, Kuwait, from really all over the globe.
I know Dead Center has grown leaps and bounds since the initial handful of years, even. Even in the past few years, it's grown quite a bit.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
Several things. I think in terms of films and filmmakers, I think that within the festival circuit, we have a really great reputation of being a filmmakers festival. And so that makes filmmakers want to screen their films here because we're really excited audiences. This is Oklahoma City's film festival, and people realize that. And they're getting behind us, and they're coming out. And we even see regional growth. So not only are we seeing, you know, people from in and around Oklahoma City coming to our festival, but we have lots of people coming in from Kansas, people coming in from Maryland. Like, people will make this their vacation week, you know, out of the year just to come to Oklahoma City to our festival.
Now, the name Dead Center, I know at least in the past, has evoked some confusion among some folks.
A little bit, yes.
But this year, you're kind of embracing that confusion.
We are not a horror film festival, but the name Dead Center refers to the geographic location of Oklahoma in the United States. Also, our festival is specific to downtown Oklahoma City, so it's the Dead Center of Oklahoma City. So we've always tried to play off any of that sort of negative connotation of the word dead within Dead Center. But this year, for the first time ever, Friday the 13th is falling during our festival, so we have decided to embrace that, and we have an entire evening of programming focused around Friday the 13th.
Can you talk about a few of the films that some of which people will instantly recognize?
Absolutely. So something we do at our festival is we give something called Oklahoma Icon Awards to those within the film industry who have done exceptional things. And it's not just actors. They're, you know, the producers. We're giving one to a gentleman named Matthew Mungle, who won the Academy Award for doing the makeup in Dracula. And he has this amazing IMDb page. Like, he's astounding. But we're also giving an award to Fritz Kirsch, who's not actually an Oklahoman. We've adopted him as an Oklahoman, but he is the one who actually began the film program at OCCC. He actually started the Moving Images program at Oklahoma City University. And I would say 80 to 90% of the film professionals in Oklahoma who've been educated here have been touched in some way by what Fritz has done. Fritz is also a filmmaker, and Fritz directed the original Children of the Corn. And so on Friday the 13th, we're going to have a retrospective flashback of Children of the Corn.
Every child is afraid of the dark, the unknown, the nightmare. In Gatlin, Nebraska, that nightmare is in the corn. Stephen King's Children of the Corn.
Fritz Kirsch will be there, and then he's going to be joined by Matthew Mungle after the film for a Q&A, as well as a gentleman named George Parra, who was the assistant director on the film, and he's moved on to be a producer, and his most recent film he produced was Nebraska, which was obviously nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
So all three of those gentlemen will have a conversation following the film just about working in horror films, working in the industry, and it should be fantastic.
You also have some short films and a few other horror features.
We've created one entire short film program called Friday the 13th Shorts, and it's horror films, there's thrillers, there's some suspense. It's just really focused around, again, that theme of Friday the 13th. And then we also have one of our Oklahoma feature films called The Army of Frankensteins, directed by Ryan Belgart, who's one of the two movie guys here locally. And it is Frankenstein delicious. Like, it's amazing and lovely. He has two screenings of it, but we're going to start the first screening of that on Friday the 13th as well.
Ted Center Film Festival takes place Wednesday, June 11th through Sunday, June 15th. Tickets and more information can be found at deadcenterfilm.org. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.